got two things to read here. First one is a letter to Dan Savage, and then the other one is a response from Dan Savage. The letter says, I heard an interview with you about your It Gets Better campaign, and I was saddened and frustrated with your comments regarding the people of faith and the perpetration of bullying. As someone who loves the Lord and who does not support gay marriage, I can honestly say I was heartbroken to hear about the young man who took his own life. If your message is that we should not judge people based on their sexual preference, how do you justify judging entire groups of people for any other reason, including their faith? There is no part of me that took any pleasure in what happened to that young man. To that end, to imply that I would somehow encourage my children to mock, hurt, or intimidate another person for any reason is completely unfounded and offensive. Being a follower of Christ is, above all things, a recognition that we are all imperfect, fallible, and in desperate need of a savior. We cannot believe that we are better or more worthy than other people. Please consider your viewpoint, and please be more careful with your words in the future. Signed, L.R. And this is Dan Savage's response. I'm sorry your feelings were hurt by my comments. No, wait, I'm not. Gay kids are dying, so let's try to keep things in perspective. Fuck your feelings. A question. Do you support atheist marriage, interfaith marriage, divorce and remarriage? All illegal and all go against Christian and or traditional ideas about marriage, and yet there's no Christian movement to deny marriage rights to atheists or people marrying outside of their respective faiths, people divorcing and remarrying. Why the hell not? Sorry, LR, but as so long as you support the denial of marriage rights to the same-sex couples, it's clear that you do believe that some people, straight people, are better or more worthy than others. And sorry, but you are partly responsible for the bullying and physical violence being visited on vulnerable LGBT children. The kids are these people who see gay people as sinful and damaged or disordered and unworthy of full civil equality. Even those people strive to express their bigotry in the politest way possible, at least when they happen to be addressing a gay person. Learn to see gay people as sinful, damaged, disordered, and unworthy. And while there may not be any gay adults or couples where you live, or at your church or in your workplace, I promise you that there are gay and lesbian children in your school. And while you can only attack gays and lesbians at the ballot box, nice and impersonally, your children have the option of attacking actual gays and lesbians in person in real time. Real gay and lesbian children, not political abstractions, not sinners. Gay and lesbian children. Try to keep up here. The dehumanizing bigotries that fall from the lips of faithful Christians and the lies about us that vomit from the pulpits of churches and faithful Christians drag their kids to on Sundays. Give your children's license to verbally abuse, humiliate, and condemn the gay children they encounter at school. And many of your children, having listened to Mom and Dad about how gay marriage is a threat to the family and how gay sex makes the magic sky friend Jesus cry, feel justified in physically abusing the LGBT children they encounter in their schools. You do not have the explicitly encourage your children to mock, hurt, or intimidate queer kids. Your encouragement, along with your hatred and fear, is implicit. It's here, it's clear, and we're seeing the fruits of it. Dead children. Oh, and those same dehumanizing bigotries that filled your children with hate, they fill your gay children with suicidal despair. And you have the nerve to ask me to be more careful with my words? Did that hurt to hear? Good, because it couldn't have hurt nearly as much as what was said and done to Asher Brown, Justin Ehrberg, Billy Lucas, Cody Barker, and Seth Walsh. Day in, day out, for years, at schools filled with bigoted little monsters created not in the image of a loving God, but in the image of a hateful and false followers of Christ they call Mom and Dad.